Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Karen Carmichael. April is National Poetry Month. Started in 1996 by the Academy of American Poets, it celebrates poetry and the role it plays in our culture. Radio St. Pete welcomes our poet laureate, Gloria Muñoz, to the studio today to read a poem from her body of work.
Thank you, Karen. I'm so glad to be here. These next two poems are from a forthcoming YA hybrid novel. So it's a novel that's written in verse, in poetry, and in prose. And that's forthcoming in 2025 from Holiday House. All you need to know here is that we're in the near future. And it could be pretty close or it could be much further away depending on our choices. We sell lighters shaped like alligators, manatees, palm trees, aliens, flamingos, merfolk. All are made of thick plastic with paint that peels after a few uses. Technically, they're refillable, but no one ever buys the cartridges. Other semi-practical disposable for sale, energy boost syringes, anti-facial recognition contacts, and Ronoco air fresheners, ocean breeze scented cartoon suns wearing sunglasses that smell like the blue pills I drop into the toilets on Wednesdays. Maybe the ocean smelled like fabric softener before all the oil spills and fires. Cars pull into charge every few minutes. Flux News plays as per Ronoco policy on every screen. I've mastered the art of tuning it out, this low hum of news anchors talking over one another. But then I see the headline, Manatee Removed from Endangered List, Now Extinct. And I don't want to cry again today when everything feels like a mediocre slide spiraling into a dark pit, but you know I'll shed much of myself onto this counter for my favorite animal. We let the manatee, an animal with no known predator, go extinct. I reach for the manatee-shaped lighter. It flickers to life in my hand. We'll be sold out of these by the end of the week because people become nostalgic about animals as soon as they're gone. It's pathetic and pacifist. It's predatory.